You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
Ray Rowe.
On TV.
ENN tonight, it's brought to you by our friends over at Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalise.
Come get some!
Yeah!
I'd like to say good evening to Michael and myself.
Tampa Bay beat the Yankees 4-2 in spring training game today. I hope.
No! Don, you didn't even hear that, did you? You weren't here the first time, you didn't hear it. Then you didn't have your headphones on here the second time.
No!
Okay, good, good, good. I thought you'd appreciate it.
You getting you coffee the first time.
I appreciate that. Although you didn't let me tell you what I wanted. You left before I even gave you my order.
Was that not what you wanted?
No.
I'm sorry.
You know what? It's better. It's lower calorie than what I wanted. You did me a favor, Don.
Okay, you're welcome. To.
So thank you. Let's say good evening to Don.
Bluey. Bluey.
Let's say good evening to Michael, Don, and myself.
You don't have to go full Drake every time you talk Yankee ratings.
Full Drake. Wow. Good evening to Michael and Don.
What do you think of it in person?
It's not good. You look like a bum.
And to Don.
Luck is the residue of design.
Well, it was just no, it wasn't bad.
No, it was awful.
I mean, I thought it was a lot worse than it sounded. But no,
luck is the residue of design.
No, it's not
a
that
little
bad.
Stumble.
It's awful.
Bad.
And to Don.
Hit the post, but the backhand. That one was.
What?
What happened there?
Well, you made they played a mistake. You made
they
on
played
play
a,
by
they played
play?
A, that that's
the, you know what I would if I were you I'd walk out.
Wow!
Hit the post, but the backhand. That one was.
That was on me. That was on me.
Wait, why did we wait?
Because
we shouldn't have waited for this.
I didn't know it existed.
So
this is all Jacob. Jacob took out the braids today and then took off the gloves.
What happened? I'm going to tell you what happened.
Yeah,
there was a flurry of activity. All right.
Okay.
Multiple shots. And then I thought I was going to get a break. And then there was another opportunity. And I ran out of breath. I don't know if that's ever, because baseball's a little bit different.
Hit the post, but the backhand. That one was.
Yeah. So I'm kind of, I didn't have the breath.
I don't
even
want to laugh about it.
Why? We do it to you all the time.
No,
Don can't even get upset. If we hear a mess up during the Yankee game, we call for
but
it.
But you know what? I mean, 33 years of it, I hardly ever make mess ups. So.
That's not. Can you guys find any? I think it would be good actually to find something from last year, perhaps, if Michael had any mess ups during the play.
I didn't have any mess ups during
the play. So who heard that to cut it?
Don't worry about it.
I think it was Jacob.
Yeah, that was me. I was kind of highlights that day. I thought it sounded pretty good.
I would walk out right now. Go.
Were you on the board?
Go by the meter and go.
Were you on the board?
Go to Jersey.
Oh, no, I was doing highlights. So I thought it sounded pretty good. And, you know.
I think you. Don, are you offended by it?
Yes.
Hit the post, but the backhand, that one was.
It's going to last, too.
I know.
It's got legs, that's the problem.
It sounds really, really, but I'm trying to describe what happened.
I believe it.
You know, I know exactly. Don't even explain yourself. Okay. You're above it.
And to myself.
He throw ball hard. What team?
I saw my eyeballs.
To myself.
I'll tell you the moment the Bears got Jim McMahon.
I like making fun of sports talk radio.
Without saying any names.
Yeah.
Do any of them work here?
Like that kind of type?
Yeah.
The ones that I said should be treated like
barnyard animals.
Barnyard animals?
No.
I said farmyard animals.
Yeah. You're thinking of Dave.
No. We actually don't have any. I'm telling you right now, at this radio station.
Maybe that's our issue.
Without being a hack. Dave has some of those photographic memory quality. Like everyone listening to the morning show, whenever they bring up some arbitrary player, Michael,
he tells
you what college they went.
No,
it's like a thing.
Dave, if Dave was like dumber, he'd be those guys.
Right, but he's too smart.
He's like, Dave has some of it in that he likes to scream like a lunatic and he remembers everything that's in sports. And he kind of, like, when you go beyond sports, you kind of lose him a little bit. Like, I wouldn't have a conversation with Dave about music or culture or anything, frankly, except sports. But he's too smart. That's all by choice. He's that smart a guy. Why are you holding back your sneezes?
Because he doesn't want you to hear it.
That's how I sneeze all the time.
Why do you pull attention to it?
I'm trying to help.
It was on TV.
That's right. That's right, man. But what, you holding every sneeze?
That's how I sneeze my whole life.
Wow.
There are people like that.
I mean, what am I supposed to expel mucus all over the room?
Well, one day you got to release it. You got to let go.
I have my release. Don't worry.
if Michael has a clean day tomorrow.
My eyeballs.
Oh, boy.
Oh, here. Let's hear the whole highlight yesterday from the Ranger game. Here, let's hear Don's work.
Oh, no.
It'll make more sense in context.
Pass goes back out to the near wing, and it's going to be gobbled back up by Olivier in the corner.
Sunday.
Bumped into by Schneider to the left of Quick. Centering pass poked at, doesn't get through to the near boards where it's held in by Gabranson. Spins straight away back to the near circle. Now Columbus can establish. Gabranson with a shot, knocked down in front. Rebound, hit the post, but the backhand, that one was.
You guys are going to keep doing this to him.
I think you could see where it happened.
Well, I need to do something.
None of these people can do what you do. You let it lay. You don't have to explain yourself. You're too good to explain yourself. Peter has to explain himself.
Why? Why do I have to explain myself?
But for something that we all agree, with the exception of Peter, shouldn't be played again, like 15 more times it got played.
That's him. This is the guy you aligned yourself with.
Michael was laughing very hard at this, too. He knows it should be played. He's just trying to protect himself in the future.
You can laugh at it because it's funny. But I was just trying to give it some context, and then we move on.
All right, let's go. Let's hear a play-by-play. Oh. The great Mike Breen last night, end of the Knick game.
Brunson, three-pointer. Off the mark. Rebound deflected. Chased down. Saved by Grimes to Fontecchio. Knocked away. Hartenstein picks it up. Out to DiVincenzo. 10 seconds to go. He throws it away. Ball loose. Picked up by Brunson. Brunson inside the heart. Hart's banks it in. He thought a foul should have been called. There was so much contact. But Josh Hart with the big bucket and a free throw coming out.
Beautiful call. Now,
I think it's a really great call, but I'm loath to compliment my friend.
In this case, that's a unique call worth pointing out. But you would do it on like a random free throw. You'd be like, did you hear what he did?
If he said hello to somebody, he goes, you know what? Not many people say hello like that.
Here's Monty Williams, the Pistons head coach. After the ball game, not thrilled with the officiating.
Where's the New York media now?
The absolute worst call of the season. No call. And enough's enough. We've done it the right way. We've called the league. We've sent in clips. We're sick of hearing the same stuff over and over again. We had a chance to win the game, and the guy dove into Asar's legs, and there was a no call. That's an abomination. You cannot miss that in an NBA game. Period. And I'm tired of talking about it. I'm tired of our guys asking me, what more can we do, coach? That situation is exhibit A to what we've been dealing with all season long. And enough's enough. You cannot.
I would have loved if he said, I've gone about it the right way. We've complained. We've done everything we can. And with that, he stands up, pulls down his pants, lifts up his shirt, and just says, I'm trying something different. Do you know what I mean?
Why pull down the pants?
Because Don, you hear what I'm saying? He said, I've done it the right way. I haven't gotten anywhere. Now I'm going to protest in a different way. And he just strips naked in front of the whole room.
This is right along the lines of the Drake session.
I knew you were going to say that.
But what I would tell Monty, who's a lovely guy, by the way.
Yeah, highly regarded.
You don't get calls when you're 8-whatever. You just don't. It's sad.
And by the way,
it shouldn't be that way, but the benefit of the doubt is going to go to the good team.
How about this, though, by the way? I don't think it was the worst call this year. I think, honestly, the call
on... The Houston call was worse.
The call on Brunson was worse, in my opinion, than this.
Well, you're a New York homer.
Apparently so. This was just a wild play, and there was bad contact. The Brunson play, he played it absolutely perfectly. There was zero contact. It was right in front of the referee, and they still... And that blatantly cost them the game. This might have cost them the game. It might not have, but I see why people are upset. Meanwhile, for Dante DiVincenzo, what exactly happened on that play?
Great offensive rebound. I forget who tipped it or whatever. Isaiah got it, swung it to me. Made a dumb play thinking Thompson jumped the passing lane. Saw the ball in front of me and I went for the ball by my feet after that. And I just tapped it to Jalen. And next thing you know, I looked up.
All right, but Dante, more importantly, do you think you fouled or committed a foul?
Like I said, I went for the ball. At the end of the game, everything, you just turned the ball over, the ball's in front of me. I'm going for the ball. I respect everybody's opinion.
Now, I appreciate a coach that is hoping to get the first overall pick in the draft next year is upset they lost the game. That I love.
I respect
but
it.
But also, all of this could have happened, not happened, had on multiple occasions, you just held on to the rebound. Like, they were fumbling the ball all over the place. You watched the game, Peter. There was at least two times where they had the ball in their hand. It got knocked out. It was loose where they could have drawn the foul. And maybe they missed the foul shots. Maybe the Knicks come down and hit a shot anyway, force overtime, win the game, whatever. But that all happened because the Pistons couldn't grab a rebound.
While I appreciate the approach from coach doing that much to try to protect his team, it did sound a little babyish after a while. I'll just say that. I love Monty. Monty guy.
But I'd rather that than be, that's the way it goes, because then it just feels like, he doesn't care about winning anyway.
It does stink, though, because when you say that, you're losing $50,000 your own
money. You know what? Literally ashtray money.
But you've always said, even the organizations that are tanking, the players that are on the court, ice, field, they want to win. And don't you think the players all feel great about the coach that he's supporting them, wanting them to win the game, aggravated they didn't win the game, supporting them? I think that's all really important. He's not going anywhere. It's the highest paid coach in the NBA.
You know what Patino would have said in the same situation?
What?
These guys can't move laterally, and Rip Hamilton and Ben Wallace are not walking through that door. You know what I mean? He called it a day.
And he would wear a white suit while he was doing it.
Exactly.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Let's hear from Tracy Morgan, who was on MSG, talking about what would happen if the Knicks were to win a championship.
I love all the staff. I love all the people, the fans. This is magical. And if the New York Knicks win, when we win a championship, we're going to burn this city down.
That's not what you want. I get this.
He's a comedian.
The following line, I think Breen said, I think Breen said something like he's a lunatic.
Right after.
I believe that's what he said because Rebecca threw it to Breen.
Oh, we gotta find that.
Oh, we have it. Hold on. Here we go.
He's a psycho.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, lunatic, I think, would have been a little bit much.
Psycho works better.
Yeah. I think psycho's stronger.
Oh, yeah. If you're a psycho, there's some damage there. Lunatic is.
So it went like this.
I love all the staff. I love all the people, the fans. This is magical. And if the New York Knicks win, when we win a championship, we're going to burn this city down.
He's a psycho.
Well, I got to tell you, it's not usually how New York rolls.
Which part?
But, burning the city down for sports.
No, I don't think he's. I don't think he's.
We haven't had a parade in a while, though.
Here's, and the Knicks, it's they did take to the streets after that one playoff win, not series win, but we're not the turning the cars over and setting them on fire like in L.A. and Detroit.
But if all that happens, though, and things are out of control, you know who we'll call? Michael.
And, of course, Vancouver. That's the worst.
Really?
Yeah, it's odd, right? Beautiful city. Canadian people are nice. The on two the times water, they lost the Stanley Cup final, they tore the city.
But, there's so much of a high liquor concentration in their beer.
You think that's what it is?
Oh, their beer is much stronger than.
I think it's 8% to 6.
I mean,
enough Labatt's Blue will send you over the top. The night I had in Vancouver.
Oh, you had a night in Vancouver?
Oh, it was a moment in time.
That's where I sat alone and had my steak for my birthday last year and had that.
And you could have had dinner with the people that write for the Rangers.
I had a drink with Molly later.
Why not dinner with Molly and the other people that can't cover the team?
I just wanted a moment.
You wanted a moment alone?
Well, and then like a gentleman, I went and watched the...
We're talking about Molly Walker, who does a great job covering the
Red Wing game
for the Post.
And then after the game, I met them for a drink.
He was doing a Ranger game on his birthday.
Yeah. So wait, the game was on the birthday.
The next day.
The game was the next day.
Yes.
This was the night before the game.
A steak alone. Then before he joins anybody else to celebrate his birthday, he watches a Red Wing game.
My Red Wing Canucks. I went to the arena because the Canucks were home, was playing back-to-back nights, and I had a nice smoky old-fashioned. Just it was per diem. And just why can't I just enjoy a nice meal?
But don't you like the company of others?
Yeah, but there was no opportunity to have company with others.
Well, you had a drink with Molly Walker later.
Because they obviously weren't going to the game and they were doing other things.
Right. They're normal.
Like having dinner, which you could have had with them probably.
But I was trying to see, they were out.
We got bad news on the Knicks. Jalen Brunson, neck ailment, out tonight. Isaiah Hartenstein, Achilles soreness, also out.
See, damage that does.
Can I get the point guard back now about the injury thing? Because it really is awful.
But I'll tell you what, Peter. This could be kind of glorified maintenance, which obviously is needed because they had to go right to the wire against the Pistons instead of blowing them out and sitting guys in the fourth quarter like they should have,
but that's
even
be
with their
night.
Injuries.
But that's going to be...
Yeah, but even with their injuries, they should not have been dancing with them until the final second. They could have killed the Pistons, been up by 20 in the fourth, rested everybody.
Do you think that they think... We don't have a chance in a back-to-back, so we're just going to rest?
Well, I think the injuries are legitimate, but if this game was tomorrow instead of today, I think they'd be okay.
But if
they rested in the fourth quarter last night.
But, you know, right now there are people listening to us, driving in from Long Island, from the boroughs, from Jersey, to go to the game tonight, and they have no idea now whether this team is...
What was the spread before this information, and what's the spread now? I bet you they were
minus three and a half.
They were a dog, right?
Or I think they were probably
three. Really in the second of back to backs
at home. I'd still have
a pretty good team.
Minus, I would still have a minus 2.5.
What does ESPN bet?
Yeah,
say?
Tell us, Anthony, please.
Yeah, I want to know.
Produce the show up
today.
Coach us up
just now. Today only. Yeah. It's 6.5 for New Orleans. No.
Well, is that now. After these injuries?
It's what it is right now on the website.
No, that doesn't help anybody.
That's all right.
So they were dogs. There's no way that moved at six.
That means there was at least minus four already.
Opened at New Orleans minus 2.5.
It was minus 3.5.
2.5, he said.
2.5.
It opened at minus 2.5.
So the Pelicans were always favored then.
Favored by, that's a huge jump.
That is, but it's
well,
a huge
jump. Brunson.
Yeah, yeah, but, you, no, yeah. but no, for Brunson, you can make the case it could be more, right? No Brunson, no Hartenstein.
How key was that call about yesterday?
How key was what?
The non-call. Well,
very.
Here's the question.
And then you got the Warriors coming.
On Thursday and in Cleveland Sunday.
Oh, boy.
You think if they lose the game, these guys play tonight?
No.
That's an interesting... Well, we don't know how bad it is. It depends how bad it is.
Well, nobody was taken off the court, right?
No, I know.
I don't think they missed any minutes last night. I think it helped the decision to sit them because they won against the Detroit. Sometimes you got to lose the battle to win the war.
Oh, I love that cliche.
Well, sometimes it's apt, and I think now
cliches are cliches because they're apt.
Just a question of whether we overuse them or not.
You know, don't worry about it.
That's not true! Now, let's move to foosball for a moment, shall we? The Chicago Bears say they, quote, want to do right by Justin Fields.
What does that mean?
And that a call is coming soon on what's going to happen at the quarterback position.
I love that we want to do right. Well, what if Justin said, don't trade me. I don't draft a quarterback, but they want to. Are they still going to do right?
Yeah, what does doing right mean exactly?
Well, doing right, you know, still means that, you know, we're going to let you go, but we're going to do it in, you know, the right way.
Did he do the right thing by unfollowing them on Insta?
But I did look on Twitter. Maybe Twitter doesn't matter anymore. I don't know. But he's still following them on Twitter.
Also, there will be a decision on Russell Wilson, according to Sean Payton, in the next couple of weeks.
Wants to win multiple championships in Denver, he said.
Well, Payton says there are several factors at play.
Yeah, 35 million.
That's several.
35 million factors.
Let's hear from Sean Payton.
I expect that we're going to know fairly quickly. I said it's the Super Bowl, but I think more specifically, I think you know, somewhere in the neighborhood next week. There's a couple factors here. You know, obviously the cap projections came out. We're further down the road with the draft class, obviously the pro free agents. I would anticipate it being you know, within the next 2 weeks.
It is interesting. If they let him go, they obviously have to get... I mean, where they're drafting, they're not going to get one of the best quarterbacks unless they trade up. And they used all their trade capital to get Russell Wilson. Mm. So either they go out and they sign a Kirk Cousins, or Sean Payton want to lose for a couple of years?
Well, hold on. Are you suggesting that to have Russell Wilson will only be to lose?
No. I mean, if you want to have a chance to win, he's still a viable quarterback,
right,
isn't he?
Yeah, no, that's what I think. But why would...
They're releasing him, though, because that's what... There's a time frame where that the guarantee what
would
is be money.
With all due respect, I'm not saying Cousins isn't better, but he'll be coming off an injury as well. Would you really move on from Russell Wilson to then just move to Kirk Cousins?
Unless Sean Payton just doesn't like anything about Russell Wilson.
But Russell Wilson had a pretty good year last year.
What was it, 26-6?
Something like that. It was a really...
Wasn't bad.
It was a pretty decent year for a team that started off looking like pure hot garbage beyond Russell Wilson. This is a team that did not start out very good at all.
PHG.
John Rahm. What'd you say?
PHG.
What'd I say?
Pure hot garbage.
John Rahm is attempting to make a move to LIV Golf, and he told ESPN that Rory McIlroy has been supportive of the move. And Michael, I think you're going to like this. Tiger, on the other hand, has yet to respond to his attempts to explain.
I got to tell you one thing. Rory McIlroy and Tiger must have more financial interest in the PGA Tour than is let known, because both of them could probably get close to $1 billion to go to LIV. And I understand all the sport washing and all that stuff. For them to turn, and especially Tiger, who's not going to be making a lot of money anymore in the PGA.
Right, not at least in terms of how he plays this.
Is he just such a purist?
I guess, unless they have...
Or unless he has a deal that we don't know about.
Well, it's got to be.
Where at some point they say,
because these guys are just drawing the line, they're not doing it. And Tiger's had some, you know, moral missteps in his life, too.
Yeah, but that's a long time ago.
Well, yeah,
and maybe that's part of the reason he feels that he wouldn't do it. He feels he's been given a chance by the world, and he just wants to at least be loyal to the PGA. The PGA was loyal to him.
$1 billion.
And the whole LIV, but the LIV thing is it pure golf? It's not even the same rules, right?
But you do get to play in the majors, which is all these golfers care about.
Well, apparently for Tiger, it's more than that. That'll do it for ENN. It was brought to you by Security Dodge. Top 24/7 at securitydodge.com during their President's Day sales event.
Come get some!
Yeah! So we got a lot of stuff to do tomorrow. We have John Smoltz coming on. He's always a great guest.
By the way, when are we having Glavin on?
Glavin on already.
No, we had Maddox on.
Oh, that's
that
right.
Former Raven.
Current Raven. When are we having Greg Olson on?
I don't think we're having... Maybe Denny Nagel.
Okay, fine. I want Otis Nixon on.
And it's Would You Wednesday tomorrow as well, and we'll review the Knicks in New Orleans. See you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.